Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 2nd. And then there's this morning, overnight e-buy prices were July corn up 6 cents, 4.56 and 3 quarters. July wheat up 7 and 3 quarter cents at 6.07. And July beans up 13 and a half cents, 11.83 and 3 quarters. It looks like the market got a little bit spooked about all the rain that's coming in next week. That'll slow down planting. You know, we're ahead of the averages, frankly. I don't think it's going to mean much. But in the meantime, it's something for the market to rally on, which is fine by me. The export and sales this morning, pretty much as expected, 387 on the wheat, 792 combined on the corn. Japan, Mexico, and Korea, the big buyers there, but a little bit light, about 200,000 under what they were looking for. Beans, 421 combined, again, about what they were looking for. Technically, in the corn market, we've got big resistance at 460, which is the 100-day moving average and the March highs. And the wheat will have resistance at 622, which is the 200-day high. At one point last night, it's 2:30 in the morning, the wheat went straight up 15 cents, 14, 15 cents, and then broke about 8 cents. I didn't see any news out there, but I'm guessing it was something in Ukraine that popped the wheat market. The beans have resistance at 1191 and 3 quarters, which is last week's highs. As I mentioned, we're supposed to get in quite a bit of rain next week all across the Midwest. I mean, it looks like fairly heavy showers, and that's going to slow down the planting, which firmed up the grains out here. The dollar is about steady. Crude oil is up just 27 cents. The metals are sharply lower, but Bitcoin's up $1,700 a coin. So a little bit of mixed from the outside markets. The USDA crush was 203.7. It was slightly behind the record number of 204.3 and just under what they were looking for. But it's still the second highest number that we've ever had there. So crush demand remains strong. I can't believe the USDA won't change their crush numbers on the May WASDE report a week from Friday. So I'm hopeful we see something positive there. I'd love to see the funds get chased in here. We're still heavily short a lot of corn. We're short 221,000 corn, short 46,000 wheat, short 133 beans, and short 70,000 contracts of oil. So I'm hoping we'll see them start to cover. But we need just a little bit higher prices here, I think. But I think this is a good start. If we can close higher than where we opened here today, I think that would be a positive sign. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.